You're calling Spiro's Joyce speaking. May I help you?
Yeah, I was left a voicemail from Rachel, I believe.
Okay, so what did the message pertain to?
Just said that they're having a hard time with our order about a cooktop. So I don't know, somebody dropped the ball somewhere, so I don't really know. Your company came out and measured for the cooktop probably a month ago and left and said we're going to probably need a kit, some type of kit because the opening was a little too large.
Okay,
Haven't heard anything.
so let me get a bit of clarification here. So they already measured, and you're at the
Yes.
phase where they need to bring the products to pretty much put it in the
Yes.
space they measured. But you got a call from someone saying that it may not
They
fit
wanted
or
to
won't
come. They
fit.
wanted to. No, they called and said they want to measure. I go, you guys already measured, but I go, I don't give a shit. Come out, as long as it don't cost me anymore. Come out and measure 29 times. I don't care. If that's the company you guys want to run, that's fine with me.
No, that is strange. We typically only need to measure once. Let me see if I can find
Yeah.
that, see if there's any explanation on there. What is the zip code?
33301. We were supposed to get delivery of our products tomorrow, but
And
I
when
guess
was this
that won't
measurement
happen.
done?
Oh, like January 26th or something like that?
January
Or
26th.
28th? Late January or early February?
And they're just now calling saying they need to do it again. Okay.
Which
So
is fine. I mean, I'd rather get it done. Have them come out. That'd be fun.
well, they should have already like brought the unit out there. Their measure. What's your phone number that you have on file?
954-980-2151.
Let me see if I can find it, 'cause that doesn't sound right to me. Unless they're measuring for another unit, I don't know. But you're only expecting one thing, right?
No, we're expecting three things: a cooktop, a refrigerator, and a microwave. Refrigerator doesn't need to be measured because it, fits. Microwave is standard, so I don't know. Maybe they want to come out and do the microwave too? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. You're raising a brow and I'm raising a brow. It just sounds weird to me. They didn't even elaborate like why they need to go out again. They just kind of worded it as if it's their first time going out there, or
Correct. Yeah, like the very first time, and I go to the lady, I go, you guys already measured. Is there anything on my account or anything?
hold on, it's still loading up. So you spoke to her directly, or she just left you a voicemail?
Yeah, and then I spoke with someone last week. Then two people just left me a voicemail just in the last 10 minutes from your company. One from Rachel and one from, what was the lady's name? Other person's name, Karen? Yeah, two people left a message and just said, give them a call.
Okay, so
Okay.
I do have two things here. What is your first and last name and the address?
Kenneth Shaw, Shaw. Address is 347 North New River Drive East. Should I call Home Depot and see what the hell is going on with that?
Not yet. Let me see if I can find any more information first. So, all right, I do have the first measurement here that was done on the 30th of January. That was already said and
Mm-hmm.
done.
That's what I said.
Let's
Yep.
see. Then they put a note on the February 1st saying that No modification before 1978. Does that report you follow the steps? Okay, that's just a protocol thing. Okay, let's see. Did they talk to you about how old the home is at all?
No, our home's, we're in a condo. It's only 15 years old.
It says here that the home was built before 1978. Or at
no,
least I guess the location
incorrect.
That it's in.
No.
Yeah,
it's only 15
how,
years old at the max.
Yeah, I don't know how they were able to get that information. All right, hold on. I'm looking at the second one because the second one with another measurement, but it's put on hold. Let's see. Yeah, this is definitely weird. Let me see. The person who gave you a call.
Yeah, I'm going to call that person as soon as I'm done hanging up with you. I guess it's from your company as well. I'm not sure, but I'm assuming it is.
Yeah,
and I think there's names here that I don't recognize,
so I don't know if it's
I think she was the one who called me before, and then I'm going to call Home Depot because I ordered from a Home Depot. I don't give a shit about anybody else. I want my stuff put in. I paid for it. Whether they contract you guys out, that's not my business. As long as it's done right. Right now, it's a mess. And so I got to find out. Maybe we got to just start over. And I don't know. I mean, this is crazy town now.
No. I'm trying my best to find out as much information as possible.
You saw when they measured it on the 30th, right?
Yes.
So we're March 8th. March 8th.
Yes.
And they give us a call. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. No, I definitely agree. I don't know why this. Even if they did make another ticket, should it be for a measurement? Because the notes on it, it's saying here, it says you purchased cooktop to install with trim kit. Oven needs to be uninstalled to access the J box for cooktop. Then reinstall oven. None of that sounds like a measurement to me. So I don't know why they have it set up as a measurement. So I don't know what their whole deal is. Let me see if I can get a bit more information. Maybe I can see if this could be adjusted somehow. Hold on. Because that's
weird. I got to call that other lady. Maybe she has some answers for me. I don't really know. So let me try her.
I would say try her. Maybe try Home Depot. I'll pin notation that you called and about the whole situation. And depending on what you find out, just let us know if there's anything further you need for us to do.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
No problem.